strength of this nation has
been. There are four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline in the dollar.
For lack of a better word.
The late rally on Wall Street.
Too big to fail.
Growing the economy.
Growing the economy. The economy.
Welcome.
This is Money Talks.
Well, good morning, good morning. This is Money Talks, Atlanta's longest running and most respected money show on radio. I'm Dollar Bill Lako. That's Troy Harmon, chartered financial analyst. Right. Oh, you are a certified valuation analyst. Right. And then he's got Jim Crone. I can't even keep up with all your designations.
I know. Neither can I. I mean,
all right. Yeah. So what is going on besides nothing seems to kill this market?
No, the market's up 2% this week. Big news is the Senate is, well, at this point, likely to pass.
Mr. McCain came out and said he was all in favor.
He is, yeah. He's not the last word, but with 52 Republican senators and very little likelihood of any sort of Democrat support, they can only lose a couple. And there's a couple out there that are making a little bit of noise. Obviously, by the time of the airing, we should have a vote. That being the case, we should be real close to some passage on tax legislation.
The market likes it, though.
It does. Well, you know, we saw a real strange thing happen on Wednesday of this week. While the market was down about 4 basis points, there were a whole lot of stocks that were in more conservative sectors that were up on the order of 3%, 4%, 5%. Made for real good times around here, since we do tend to be conservative investors. But it was a very strange, what analysts would call a rollover in the market. You know, when you see technology sell off a little bit, and then you see a lot of support for those companies with identifiable cash flows. Not that technology doesn't have it, but it seems like that's where the big news is. You know, this year, technology being up over 38% year to date. It's pretty amazing what we've seen go on. But one point that I would like to make is that we have seen significant growth in earnings in technology.
All over the board.
This quarter alone, 23.5% growth in the technology sector earnings. If you look at what's expected going forward, and of course this is usually where the market runs ashore, runs aground, whatever you want to call it, they're expecting 27.5%. over the next 12 months, growth in earnings in the S&P 500 information technology sector. The overall expectation for the S&P is about 12.5%. So, you know, you'd say.
So refresh my memory. The S&P now is what, 28% technology?
It is huge. Yeah.
Almost 30.
Right.
I feel like the last time we saw that video was 2000.
Yeah. Difference being, we had a PE in the market of 37. So 37 times, the price was 37 times earnings on the overall S&P 500 at that time.
And what is it now?
Technology, it's 21.5, right in there.
More reasonable.
It's a lot more reasonable. The difference being is back in those days, these companies didn't truly have earnings.
I feel like relative to fixed income rates, it's about the same.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing, Bill. It's come a long way in a short period of time. The other thing that I would say, just to kind of temper the notion that it's gone up so much, is remember at the end of the year last year, we had Donald Trump get elected about, what was that, the 8th of November. From that point to the end of the year, the market was up 4.95%. Technology didn't participate in that rally. So you had the rest of the market, especially financials, that got way ahead of the rest of the game. And then come January, February, technology decided to take part in the rally that had come on. So what we're seeing is kind of a lagged response where we have the rest of the market happening to see that big gain.
Have we had a 5% correction this year?
I do not believe we have had even a 5% correction.
I'm just telling you, hold on.
Coming, right?
Yeah, hold
what do we get?
On.
What do we get those? How frequently is it?
Three times a year.
3 times a year on average.
10% generally once a year.
Once a year, right.
15% twice a year. I mean, every 2 years.
Yeah, so, it's been since December into February of 2016. December 15 into February of 16 that we had a 10% correction. That time it was like 12.46 if you throw the dividend for the S&P 500 in. And those are the times when we get to feel a little bit about this kind of technology run that we've had and how it you know, growth tends to suffer more in those downturns. So, yeah, it's hard to say what comes next, but it surely seems like we're overdue for a little bit of volatility. And what was it, October? That's usually one of the most volatile months of the year. That was the lowest in multiple.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm all in favor, but
yeah, you like to see the green, right?
Right, it's going well. I really still think that it's
look, it can run for 3 more years. I mean, we don't have a crystal ball.
Right, I've been
or we
watching.
Could nuke North Korea, and this market will tank tomorrow.
You know what? It's those unforecastable ding, 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 ding. It's those unforecastable events that actually worry me most.
Stir it,
and
stir the pot.
That's usually where it starts. I mean, sure. If you can make the case that the market's overvalued, and it's real easy to make these days. If you look at it relative to its history, we're still over 30% premium in price on the market overall. This is not like talking about individual
the issues,
sectors.
Where do you go? Where do you put the rest of your money? You can put in a CD earning 0.00000000001. I mean, I don't know.
Well, exactly. And fixed income is probably in the crosshairs of most of what we know is about to happen, where rates are set to increase. We've got a probability of a rise in interest rates over 90% in December. That's the overnight.
I'm not too worried
rate.
About the Fed funds rate. I'm more worried about the $400 billion they're gonna not renew.
Unload.
Yeah. Well, I mean that is the bigger worry.
Right.
We've never seen that before, and you know when you've got something that's brand new and.
I'm just not so sure. You know, I was listening to somebody, and I should give them credit, but I don't remember who it was, but he sounded really smart. That basically said the reason why they don't believe the long end of the yield curve is going to go up is because there's so much demand and there's just not enough fixed incomes.
Right.
Yeah. You know, even the number of traded stocks today is at an all-time low.
Right.
You know.
Well, yeah, and a
maybe
lot.
Maybe I
of
shouldn't say all-time low, but it's certainly a lot lower than it has been.
There's some secular reasons for that. I mean, if you think about passive investing, where you know I've made this case before. 15 to 20% of almost every individual security in the S&P 500 is owned by those companies that are going to own them no matter what happens because they're passive investors. They're not going to sell. They're supporting exchange-traded funds. New wave of the future, something new to kind of wrap your head around. We have to adjust our analysis of the situation based on lots of things.
So
that's one of them.
Bill, is it going to go from buck and a quarter, Bill? To
50 cent.
To 50 cent bill.
I think that one is
no,
taken.
I'm certainly not predicting a crash
right.
or anything like that.
Right.
I think as long as, you know, look, as long as earnings are growing, you know, the market can go
let
up and
run,
up and up. I remember the 80s. I remember the 90s.
Yeah.
I mean, it can definitely happen. And then, of course, I remember the 2000s.
Right.
So, 2008.
Yeah, well, let's just go back to 1999, right? We had Y2K.
Yeah.
We had
that's
Y2K
right.
and then the dot-coms. And then
right.
God forbid the Twin Towers attack and, you know, all the
things
corporate
happen.
Scandals, war
right.
with Iraq, Afghanistan, we're still there.
And that's within the 20 years that you're talking about.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Things are a little strange. If you look, we're just about
I'd
to
much
begin.
Rather have it this way.
Amen.
Than the other way.
Oh, absolutely. It's so. It's not near as scary, for sure.
What do you think about the market? Oh, it's going up.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. I'm not going to sell.
No, it is. I don't think it's time to sell either. You look at earnings growth, almost 7% in the recent quarter. We're almost to the end of the S&P 500. 494 of the 500 companies in the S&P 500 have reported, and we've got earnings growth at 6.94% just in the quarter alone. So
it's not bad.
Not bad. Not as good as it was the previous quarter or the one before that, but still decent
I got you.
Earnings.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to stop here for a quick break. We'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
And the bass keeps running, running, and running, running.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.